market.
The S&P,
the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
G'day fools, and welcome to the third edition of Motley Fool Stock of the Week. If you haven't been here before, welcome. If you have, welcome back. This is Stock of the Week, where we do what it says on the tin. We talk about one stock each week as our Motley Fool Stock of the Week. And I'd like to welcome Motley Fool analyst Andrew Leggett. G'day, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, Scott. How about yourself?
Mate, I'm very, very well. Andrew is a Motley Fool analyst. He works with me on Motley Fool Share Advisor Leads and works on a couple of our other services. Mate, you've been around the traps for a few years. Let's get the big unveil out of the way. Which company are you bringing us this week for our Stock of the Week?
Well, today we're going to talk about Domino's Pizza Enterprises, and more famously known as the box with the dots or something along those lines. I can't remember the exact
name. I remember the old ads, mate. You got the hots with the for the box with the dots. I like it a lot.
I knew I missed one element.
Tell me how we look. It should be relatively straightforward, but for the uninitiated, for those who've managed to avoid both the advertising and the pizzas, what does Domino's do?
Yeah, well, Domino's does what it says. It makes pizza. Although, if you want to get more technical, it is the master franchisor behind the Domino's brand in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and a lot of parts of Europe. Now, what that means is that it's not the Domino's that you will find that's listed in America. They're the ones that own the brand. But Domino's Pizza Enterprises in Australia is the master franchisor. So it rents the brand from the American company and then on leases, rents, franchises, whatever term you want to use, to people who want to open up their own pizza chain. So it makes money by three different ways. It does have corporate-owned stores, so it makes money from selling pizzas and beverages through those. It sells franchises. It also sells services to those franchises as well. So it's really building up this big ecosystem of pizza places all across Australia, all across New Zealand, and increasingly Japan and Europe.
Very good, mate. If you can sell pizza to Europeans, I reckon you're doing pretty well. Now, we like Domino's. It's doing a pretty good job thus far of all the things you just talked about. Just tell our viewers and listeners specifically why you like Domino's Pizza.
So Domino's has actually been a really strong business. Now, I'll be honest, I don't think Domino's makes the best pizzas in Australia.
I don't think too many people disagree with you there.
Yeah, well, or maybe they don't. So what Domino's does have going for it is that it offers – so let me try and find the best way to say this. So if you want a pizza, there's going to be a Domino's near you. So it's the most convenient. It offers a large range, and it also offers compelling value. So you're going to get pizza wherever, whenever, at a decent price. And that's a formula that's been perfected by a lot of fast food chains over the years, McDonald's being another one. That's what keeps people coming back over and over and over again. Not necessarily because of the quality. Like I said, you could probably go to some gourmet pizza place and find a better pizza. But what Domino's can offer you is that you know exactly what you're getting at a good price. And that's been phenomenally successful. So in 2020, for example, almost $3.3 billion was spent on Domino's Pizza in its markets. That's a phenomenal amount of money. That's spread across around 2,795 stores. So that just goes to highlight what I've been saying. There are so many Domino's stores. Wherever you are, you can get Domino's. So that's that strong customer value proposition. Now, from an investment point of view, why do we like it? Well, apart from the fact it's a solid business, it has been growing extremely well for a number of years now. And it's been not only doing that by opening up more stores, although that is a major part, it is also growing the amount of, you know, sales that is happening inside its existing stores, the metric, what's known as same-store sales. So in the first half of the 2021 financial year, same-store sales was up around 8.5%. That's a pretty good amount, especially when you consider most of its money is made in Australia at the moment. you could argue that the Australian business is a bit more mature than its other businesses. Mm. So, you know, the fact that it's still growing sales in its existing stores, so the stores that can be compared from one period to the next at a rate like 8.5% is actually a sign of a really strong business. Now, going back to that growth figure, can it keep going in the future? So I said that it currently has around 2,795 stores. It's aiming to grow its global network by double by 2031. That's a lot of stores that are going to be built in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Europe, you know, and then they will do what they always do. They will innovate with flavors, to innovate with products. They will, what I personally like with Domino's Pizza, I'm not going to go as far as to say that they're a technology company like people have said before, but they do increasingly offer really innovative solutions to help that aim of getting more pizza to customers wherever they may be. So through all of that, they're really putting together this strong business that has not only shown significant success over the past, but also what we believe will be a strong future for it as well.
Yeah, I like that very much, mate. It's a really amazing story, isn't it? Not only are there more stores, but there are more sales per store. And that's a virtual cycle, right? The more stores there are, the closer Domino's is to you. The closer it is, the more quickly it's going to get to you, the hotter it's going to be. They're using technology. They're using driving costs down. Social media is growing. Online ordering is going through the roof. It's just a really – it goes to show what you can do when you take a very simple, relatively simple business, franchising in general, but also pizza specifically – and then kind of just amp it up, right? Just create scale, create momentum. It really does become a self-reinforcing cycle, which is a pretty attractive story.
Yeah, and also, you know, because of that franchising element, it's not always opening up these stores. It's essentially licensing out the brand.
Right.
That's a very low capital way to keep growing. So it isn't surprised to see that Domino's Pizza has been extremely profitable over the years.
Motley Fool Money. For more, go to fool.com.au/MMM.
Now, mate, before I go on to the risks, I want to do our quick usual three-point summary of stock of the week. The first thing I want to say, of course, is that, as always, these are current buy recommendations from Motley Fool Services. In this case, Domino's is a recommendation of Motley Fool Share Advisor. It's a buy recommendation at the time of filming. That can obviously change, of course. We don't expect it to change anytime soon, but we want to be clear about that because this will be on the podcast feed and on YouTube as close as forever as these things get. But bear in mind, of course, we're recording this on the 1st of June. It goes live on the 2nd of June. So keep that in mind. Secondly, we want to say the advice we're giving is general in nature. So we want to be very clear about the fact that we're not telling you specifically what you should buy. What we're saying is we think Domino's is a buy. In other words, it's a market-beating investment recommendation. That's particularly important. Remember, that's the case. Thirdly, what we say at Stock of the Week, this is not a one-week recommendation, not a one-month or even a one-year recommendation. We are long-term investors at the Motley Fool. This is a recommendation we hope and expect to be a buy for a very long period of time to outperform the market over a long period of time. Now, of course, we reserve the right to change our mind when circumstances do. But more importantly, we are looking at a long-term perspective here. So this is not a short-term recommendation, not a trading recommendation. This is a long-term investing recommendation. As the Motley Fool co-founder David Gardner says, long-term investing should be a tautology. So we're looking at the long term. All right, that out of the way, let's go to the risks of an investment. We never, ever want to just provide one side of the story. What are the risks of an investment in Domino's today?
Yeah, sure. Well, one risk is that consumer preferences change. People may not always want pizza going forward. A big one is that Domino's Pizza as a franchise business means that a lot of its success is going to be bound to being able to sell more franchises. Like I said, they want to grow stores double the amount that they have now by 2031. That's a lot of stores that have to be opened. Domino's Pizza aren't going to open all of them. A lot of them is going to be sold to people who will then open up franchise stores. So its ability to keep doing that and the prices that it can do that at is one of the biggest risks. And that's something that, you know, we're confident in because they've been able to do it in the past. But that's not to say that it keeps heading that way. We've seen other franchise businesses where that they haven't been able to do that, and that's been a big problem for those businesses. Competition is a big one as well. I remember the days when Domino's wasn't even the most popular. I think it was Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I worked at Pizza Hut for a little bit. So you had Pizza Hut, you had Domino's, I think you had Eagle Boys, you had Pizza Haven too, I think, you know.
That's right, well done.
And now, although a lot of those brands have disappeared, although Pizza Hut is obviously still around, now there's also this era of gourmet pizza. I have a gourmet pizza place just down the road. You know, these independent pizza places are popping up everywhere. They're all competitors to Domino's, especially, like I said, some people would argue that these places have better pizza than Domino's. So it's quite possible that competition makes it a lot harder for Domino's to keep growing into the future. And then I would say there's a bit of a technology risk. Now, Domino's has always been very innovative in what it's doing. Wasn't that long ago that I read an article that they're trialing drone deliveries or these, you know, automated cars that will drive down the footpaths. You know, whether we actually ever see that is one thing, but, you know, as they've been very good at staying on top of the changes in the market, but they kind of need to keep doing that because failure to do so will just see people go elsewhere. And that's always the thing with any business. If you don't stay on top of what's happening in your market, someone else is going to take that market away from you.
You know, you're only as good as your next order. Mate, thank you for running through that. Give us your 30-second elevator pitch. As a sign-off, why should our listeners and viewers buy shares in Domino's?
Okay. In my view, Domino's is a strong business with a great operating history. It's got the biggest network. It's innovative. It has it offers a compelling value proposition to its customers, and therefore I believe that they should continue being successful in the future. And with the amount of stores that they get to roll out across the world, because they're not just an Australian business, that gives them a huge opportunity in the future and why I think they can continue to grow for years to come.
There you go. Not only should you have the hots for what's in the box with the dots, you should also buy the shares, at least according to Andrew and myself, and certainly at Motley Fool Share Advisor. Fools, if you enjoyed this particular stock of the week, and I hope you did, make sure you jump on our socials. There's a dozen ways. Well, maybe not a dozen. A lot of ways to follow us anyway on the socials. Let's go through them. Firstly, if you're on Twitter or Instagram, you can follow me at TMF Scott P. You can follow The Motley Fool at The Motley Fool AU. Or you can follow Andrew on Twitter at Andrew Leggett. If you're on Facebook, jump on The Motley Fool Australia or Scott Phillips Money. If you're on YouTube, look up The Motley Fool Australia's YouTube channel. That's where we're posting this video and plenty more besides. It's going to be a growing channel. It's really starting to take off, which is nice. Lots of people subscribing, so join your fellow fools and subscribe there. And, of course, you can check out The Motley Fool Money podcast. Simply look up Motley Fool Money in your podcast feed or Google Motley Fool Australia Business Podcast. That will let you find all the details you need to subscribe to Motley Fool Money. Fools, thank you, as always, for watching and for listening. In the meantime, we'll see you next week. Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.